Good evening. We're here at Tiger Arena, ready for the girls' game and girls' game only between the Mary Immaculate Eagles and the Brashear Lady Tigers. Or excuse me, the Hawks, the Mary Immaculate Hawks. We're set to jump off here. Sydney Slavin's going to go against Jessica Barlow. Slavin wins the toss and gets it herself after it touches another Brashear player, and they hand it off to Elsie. Elsie right wing now for Abby McKim. McKim tries to throw it in, and she walks before she does it. That'll be a turnover on the Tigers. Mary Immaculate ball now. They have trouble getting in. Finally get it in to Laura Clark. Clark hands off to Wishman, and we're ready to go. Wishman takes it up the right side, hands off now to Haxton. Haxton back to Wishman. Now to Clark. Now back to Wishman, and she travels with it. That'll be a turnover, and now a Tiger ball. McKim throws it in to Slavin. Now back to McKim, and McKim can't hang on to it. Now she grabs it and comes up the sideline. She passes off to Wheeler. Wheeler tries to get it in to Slavin. Slavin misses the shot, now rebounded by Wishman. Wishman up the right sideline, now crosses over left. Now has it straight to the top of the key, and she almost throws it out of bounds, recovered by Mary Immaculate Barlow. Wishman now has it, hands off to Haxton, now inside to Benevento, and she misses the shot, and it's going to be a scrum on the floor, and Clark comes in with it for Mary Immaculate. Now they get it out to Haxton for the shot, no good. Rebounded by Barlow. Her shot's no good, and it goes out of bounds off of her foot on the rebound. It'll be Tiger ball. Ball inbounded to Wheeler. Wheeler brings it up now to the right side for Elsie. Elsie puts it on the floor, now picks up the dribble, gets it into Shelby Rogers. Rogers, quick move around the defender, and she takes it to the hole. 2-0, early lead for the Tigers. Wishman brings it up, now goes to the left side, tries to go around to Clark's screen, and Clark is smaller than anybody else on the court, so her screens won't be very effective. Now Mary Macko taken out of bounds, as they did call a foul on McKim as she tried to go through the Clark screen. It looked to me like Clark was still moving, but they gave the foul to McKim. They inbound the ball now and have missed several shots before Wishman takes it out and resets the offense. She takes it right side now, looks inside, finally hands it off to Clark. Clark sweeping pass to Wishman. Wishman inside back to Benevento. Her shot is blocked by Shelby Rogers. Rogers dribbles it up the court for the Tigers, and she has girls awaiting passes, but she can't get it off in time, and now finally gets it to Abigail Wheeler. Wheeler, left wing now for McKim, and Elsie, and Elsie travels. Now Wishman has it for the Hawks. She goes left side. Guarded closely by McKim, now gets around here back out to Clark. Clark, right wing for Haxton. Haxton inside to Wishman. Wishman power dribble. Now hands off to Benevento. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Shelby Rogers. Rogers hands off to Elsie with 3:10 left to play in the first quarter. Elsie left wing now for Shelby Rogers. Rogers puts on the floor all the way to the hole. 2 points. Hey, Rogers is putting it down on the floor and getting to the hole, scoring. Now timeout here by the Hawks with 2:59 left to play first quarter. Tigers lead it 4-0. Teams are coming back out onto the court now. Looks like nobody has subbed. It's still all starters into the game. Hawks get the ball into Wishman, and she'll bring it up for she goes right side, guarded out by Wheeler, and everybody lets her go. She fires up a shot. It's an air ball, rebounded by Sydney Slavin. Slavin hands off to Wheeler, and she looks confused when she gets the ball. She puts it on the floor now and gets it down the corner. She's got to take it all the way. And she almost travels. Now kicks it out to LZ. LZ's shot no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Shelby Rogers. Rogers is in the left corner. She's working inside. Now passes off to Slavin. Slavin off the glass and good. 2:30 left to play first quarter. Tigers lead it 6-0. Now Wishman's going to bring it up. Go right now. Go left. Try to split the defenders. Good pass off to Clark. Clark now off to Benevento. Her shot is off the back iron. No good. And there's going to be a foul on Benevento. She was over the back on the play. It'll be Tiger ball out of bounds as Macy Rogers gets set to check in. Rogers comes into the game for Abigail Wheeler. Macy Rogers throws into Stephanie Elsie. Elsie, quick pass off to Abby McKim. McKim might have shuffled the feet, but they didn't call it. Now into the corner for Macy Rogers. Quick play, and she scores. So Rogers is already paying dividends for the Tigers. 2 minutes to play, first quarter, 8-0. Tiger lead. Wishman has the ball now for the Hawks, and she's stripped. Rogers is going to take it coast to coast, but she's fouled before she gets to the bucket by Chloe Wishman. Tigers having trouble get the ball in. They finally throw it in, and it's stolen. Stolen by Benevento, I believe. No, that was Barlow. Jessica Barlow came away with the steal. And I don't know if the Tigers got their hands on the ball to get a jump ball or what, but they made Atlanta take it. Atlanta made Mary Immaculate take it out of bounds. Anyway, it's Mary Immaculate ball. They're having trouble to get it to Clark, and Clark shuffles her feet. That'll be a turnover. 1:34 left to play, first quarter. Tigers lead it 8-0. Macy Rogers inbounds to Stephanie Elsie. Elsie puts it on the floor. In no hurry with an 8-0 lead. They shouldn't be. They work the ball over to Shelby Rogers. She tries to go to the hole, now pulls up from 8 feet. Shot no good, and it's going to be out of bounds off of the Tigers. 1:21 now, first quarter action. Wishman takes up left side, now goes right, now back left. Left wing for, that was Kendall Blankey with the shot. She splashes it home. 8-2, 1:02 left to play, first quarter. Elsie has it. They're playing a 2-1-2 defense, are the Mary Immaculate Hawks, and McKim shuffled her feet on a pivot move. Tiger turnover, 8-2 is the lead. Under a minute to play now here at Tiger Arena. Wishman brings it up for the Hawks. Left side, now back right. Up in through the middle. It's picked off, stolen by Macy Rogers. Rogers, coast to coast. She gets the player up in the air, and they can't get the foul or the basket. And now there's a scrum for the ball, and it's going to be taken away by Barlow. Barlow now loses it on the other end to Shelby Rogers. Rogers motoring up the court all the way. She pulls up from 6 feet, makes a great pass to Stephanie Elsie, but is knocked out of bounds by Mary Belez. It'll be Tiger ball out from underneath their own basket. They get it straight into Rogers. Rogers splashes it home from 10 feet as Mary Immaculate didn't even cover her. 10-2 now, under 20 seconds to play. Blankey brings it up for the Hawks, and she's going to be fouled with 12 seconds to go. Foul will be on Stephanie Elsie. Clay Wishman almost went back over the line, the half-court line. Now she passes it off to Barlow. Barlow back out to Wishman. Wishman from 16, no good. Rebounded by Blaise, and it goes out of bounds after she touched it. After the first quarter, it's a 10-2 Tiger lead. We'll see what we can do in the second quarter. Tigers gets the ball into Macy Rogers. She's in left corner now. Hands off to Stephanie Elsie, left wing. Now back to Rogers. Rogers right wing working. Can't get the ball inside. Now hands off to Slavin. Slavin having troubles, and she was in the lane for about 10 seconds. They finally called the three on her. And that'll be another Tiger turnover. 10-2 is your score. 5:44 left to play. Second quarter. Now the Hawks making some subs. And they have the ball. Wishman brings it up for them. Takes it right now left. She's good at swerving. She hands off inside to Blanky. Blanky now off back to Wishman. Wishman just inside the arc on the left side. Draws only front iron. Rebounded by Stephanie Elsie. Elsie back to Macy Rogers, who's going to bring it up the court for the Tigers. Macy Rogers' pass is picked off, and it's picked off by Wishman. Wishman takes it coast to coast. She gets the basket and the foul. I think it's going to be on Macy Rogers. Yep. Team's third foul, fourth foul. First on Rogers, 5:15, 10-4. With a chance to head to it for Wishman. She fires high, arcing shot, and she splashes it home. 10-5. Rogers inbounds to Elsie, and Elsie's going to walk it up the court. Elsie now looks, goes right wing for Rogers, Shelby Rogers that is, and the shot's no good. She gets her own rebound out at the top of the key. She hands off now to Stephanie Elsie. Elsie with a foot on the line, misses it, and it's a tip shot by Rogers. No good, but she gets her own rebound. Shelby, that is. She hands off now to her sister, Macy. Rogers back out to Stephanie Elsie on the left wing. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Mary Immaculate, Brett Merrick. Merrick has it. Doesn't know what to do with it. Now hands off to Blanky. Blanky at the top of the key. Goes to the right wing. Screen there by Haxton. Blanky now goes through Tiger defense like Swiss cheese. Cut straight through all the defenders and took it for the score. 10-7 now. 4:25 left to play second quarter. Mary Immaculate really chopping up the Tigers' lead now. They get a right wing for McKim. McKim tries to go in. Now gets it back out to Elsie. Elsie right wing. Fires from 10 feet. Shot no good. Rebounded by somebody in the corner. I can't tell. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Tigers, the umpire says. Then it'll be Mary Immaculate ball with 4:08 left to play, second quarter. Blanky brings it up now for the Hawks. She has a left wing. She's trying to work on Kristen Love. Blanky now up to the top of the key for Haxton. Haxton can't decide what to do, and she shuffles her feet. 10-7, 3:52 to play. Tiger ball now. Elsie has it for the Tigers. Right wing for Rogers. Rogers passes it into her sister, and her sister can't get the pass up. She loses it, but gets it back. Now hands off to Slavin. Slavin shot no good. Comes away with it. It is Rogers, and she loses it again. This time picked up by Blanky. Blanky hands off to Merrick, and Merrick's going to dribble up. And Mary Immaculate calls a timeout with 3:30 left to play. Second quarter, Tigers lead it 10-7. Mary Immaculate's going to have the ball. Wishman brings it up for the Hawks. She tries to get it straight inside to Barlow. Barlow can't decide what to do with it now. Passes back out to Wishman. Wishman on the right wing passes it straight into Merrick, and she misses a shot. Rebound by Shelby Rogers. Rogers takes it all the way and makes a bad pass to Merrick. Then the Tigers are going to commit the foul. It's going to be on Macy Rogers. Wishman has it now for the Hawks. She goes right now, passes left to Barlow. Barlow inside from the free throw line. Shot no good, and they're going to say it was tipped by Brashear. I don't know about that call. I didn't think Brashear touched it. Anyway, Mary Maxwell has it out from underneath their own basket. They get straight into Wishman, who was standing unguarded from about 2 feet away from the basket. Tigers had a complete defensive breakdown on that play. 10-9, their lead down to a single point. Tigers are working it into Slavin. Slavin makes a terrible pass to McKim. McKim wasn't ready for it, and it goes out of bounds, and the Tigers have a turnover. And Mary Immaculate now has a chance to go up since the first start of the game. 2:30 left to play, second quarter. Right wing, Merrick has it. Passes off now to Wishman, top the key. Wishman goes left, hands off to Clark. Clark having trouble and she's fouled. I believe they're going to get Stephanie Elsie. I think it'll be her second. No, they're going to get McKim with the foul. It's her second as well. Team six. One more foul by the Tigers. And it's going to be 1-1 free throw opportunities for the Hawks. Now Mary Mack will try and take it out of bounds. They get it up to Clark. Clark to Merrick and it's stolen by Rogers. Rogers, length of the court. Barely gets the pass off to her sister, Shelby. And now it's picked off. Chloe Wishman's going to take it the length of the court, and the Hawks have the lead, 11-10. Tigers trail it now, 2:02 left to play in the second quarter. Elsie has it top the key, right wing out for Macy Rogers. Rogers working around the defense, gets a good pack out to Abby McKim, and it is a complete stuff by Chloe Wishman, who takes it the length of the court and misses the layup this time. Rebounded by Stephanie Elsie, and there's going to be a foul on the Hawks. The foul is going to go against Brett Merrick. Her first, team third. 11-10, Tigers trail it. 1:40 left to play, second quarter. Elsie brings it up the court. Left wing now to McKim. McKim puts a ball fake on, gets it in to Shelby Rogers, and Rogers can't handle the hot heat. It goes out of her hands, out of bounds. Hawk ball, 1:30 left to play. Oh, Blanky dribbling down the court. She's carrying it awful high. Could be called a carry, but they don't. Now it's picked off by McKim, and McKim travels with it. So it's a turnover for each team, although McKim only possessed it for about half a second. Mary Immaculate will take it out of bounds on the far side as Katie Smith comes into the game for Abby McKim. Blanky passes into Wishman. Wishman's shot is a complete muff, but she was fouled by Macy Rogers. That's Macy Rogers' third foul, team seventh. Wishman will shoot. I think it's going to be two anyway. I think it's a foul on the shot. Her first shot is no good off the back iron. 1:19 to play in the first half. Tigers trail it by one, and Wishman has a chance to add to the lead for the Hawks. Her second shot is on its way, and it's off the rim, no good, and rebounded there by Sydney Slavin. Slavin to Shelby Rogers, who will bring it up the sideline. Now off to Elsie. Elsie fires from 15 feet, shot no good, and the rebound is going to be grabbed by Mary Belez, and then Shelby Rogers did a good job of getting her hands in there for the jump ball. However, the possession arrow favored Mary Immaculate, and it's their ball as they work it in now underneath the Barlow. Barlow loses it, and it's picked off by Elsie, and she'll take it the length of the court for an easy 2 points. Tigers take the lead with 50 seconds to play, 12-11. Now Wishman has the ball for Mary Immaculate. She's going to dribble out the time. No, she's going to cut straight to the basket and lose the ball. Picked up by Sydney Slavin. 40 seconds to play. Tigers have the 1 point lead and the ball. Katie Smith to take it out for the Tigers. It's going to be inbounded to Stephanie Elsie. Elsie's going to run point here for the Tigers now. She picks up the dribble, tries to make a thread in the needle pass, and she can't do it. Ball's turned over, and Blaise comes over with it. Now hands off to Wishman, who will run the offense for the Hawks for the last 20 seconds of the first half. Picks up the dribble, passes off to Haxton. Haxton now to Blair's, and her shot's no good. Rebounded by Sydney Slavin with 10 seconds. Now to Smith. Smith with 7. Smith, right wing, going around the screen for 4. And she loses it and was out of bounds off of Mary Immaculate. 4.1 seconds left to play. Tigers get the ball into Shelby Rogers for the last shot, and it's no good. Rebounded there by Jessica Barlow, and the Tigers come away in the first half with a 12-11 lead. So we'll get back for the second half, and I'll have some first half stats for you in about 10 minutes. Well, we're about set to go here for the second half. Some first half stats for you for the Merrimackovic Hawks. Kendall Blankey had 4 points, and Corey Wishman was the high scorer with 7. And for the Bashir Tigers, Sydney Slavin had 2, Stephanie Elsie had 2, Shelby Rogers and Macy Rogers, the sister act, had 4 apiece. Both teams are to their sidelines, and we're just about set to go here in the second half. It appears Katie Smith, Sydney Slavin, Abigail Wheeler, Shelby Rogers, and Stephanie Elsie will be running the show here at the start for the Tigers. And I can't tell about the Hawks yet. For the Hawks, it's going to be Jessica Barlow, Mary Blaise, Chloe Wishman, Laura Clark, and Maria Benevento. And it'll be Tiger Ball first. Katie Smith set to take it out of bounds. She gets it into Elsie, and we're underway here in the second half. Left wing pass from Elsie to Abigail Wheeler, and she took about 4 steps before she even realized she had traveled. There's another turnover on the Tigers, and it'll be Hawks ball, only down a point, 12-11. Wishman has the right side, goes around the screen, set by Clark all the way to the hole. Her shot no good, rebounded, and put back in by Jessica Barlow. So the Hawks are back up on the lead, 13-12, 5:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Right wing pass into Shelby Rogers. Rogers all the way to the hole, and she's fouled. She'll shoot 2 free throws. Fouled by Benevento. Rogers' first shot, no good. She'll get a second one. Second shot on its way, and it rattles home. So the score is tied now with 5:23 left to play third quarter. Wishman takes it up the left side now. Now goes back right to the top of the key. Passes into Benevento now to the free throw line for Barlow, and her shot goes out of bounds. Tiger ball. 5:08 left to play in the third quarter. Elsie has it top the key. Looking. Now goes left wing for Wheeler. Wheeler shuffled the feet. They didn't call it. Now to Slavin. Slavin's pass into Shelby Rogers is knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Tigers with under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Shelby Rogers. Her shot up off the glass. No good. Tipped up by Wheeler. Now come away with Clark. And she gives it to Wishman. Kind of a strange pass as it bounced off a Brashear defender, but it stays with Mary Maculet. Ball is handled now by Barlow. Barlow loses it. Wheeler picks it up on the other side. She slides, and now Barlow collects it again underneath the Tiger basket. And Mary Maculet almost travels. They finally get it to Wishman. Wishman now top the key. Blaise now over to Barlow. Barlow back to Wishman, top the key now from the free throw line. Her shot off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Katie Smith. Smith wraps it up, now hands to Elsie, and Elsie will man the show for the Tigers. She goes right wing. Passes into Shelby Rogers, who turns, fires off the glass, and good. 15-13 now. Tigers lead it. 4 minutes to play. Third quarter action. Wishman, top the key. Now goes left side. Now back right. Hands off to Benevento. Her shot off the back of the glass. No good. Rebounded by Shelby Rogers. And it was a sneaky move there by Barlow to get her hands on it, but Rogers ripped it away and passed off to Katie Smith, now to Stephanie Elsie. Elsie goes around the screen by Smith. Her shot is blocked by Barlow. Now Katie Smith collects, goes into Shelby Rogers, and Rogers loses it out of bounds off of Mary Immaculate. I believe it was Barlow that kicked it out. Sydney Slavin inbound for the Tigers now. 3:30 left to play, third quarter. 15-13 lead. They try to pass it in to Rogers. And they're going to say that Sydney Slavin touched the ball when she was stepping out of bounds. It'll be another turnover on the Tigers. Hawk ball. Chloe Wishman brings it up. She fakes left, now goes right, now tries to get around to Clark's screen. Now pulls it back out towards the top of the key. Now goes left. Passes now off to Barlow, who's wide open. Her shot is wild and no good. Rebounded by Stephanie Elsie. Elsie's off to the races. She picks up, might have traveled, and now passes off to Wheeler, who does travel. And it'll be another Tiger turnover. Tigers have had an infinite number of turnovers here this game, and that seems to be a repeated process every game. They need to cut down on the turnovers and pick up on the defense. However, with 3:03 left to play third quarters, they are in the lead 15-13. Wishman has the ball for the Mary Immaculate Hawks, and she splits the defenders. All five of them were right packed closely. She went through them all and put up a shot from 6 feet and splashed it home. So the game is now tied again. The ball is passed into Wheeler, who gets it off to Shelby Rogers. And her shot is off the very bottom of the rim, but she was fouled by Mary Immaculate. And Anna Klim had the foul. Her first, team second this half, and Rogers can't capitalize as she misses the first free throw. We'll see what she can do with the second shot. The shot is up and good. So, Tigers are able to take advantage of the foul. They lead it now 16-15 with 2:40 left to play in the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Wishman. Wishman's going to try the right side. Goes around to... There's a new screen here. Blanky with the screen. Now Blanky has the ball on the right wing. Hands off to Wishman. Wishman all the way to the basket. Unprotected. She misses the shot. It rimmed out. But she was fouled, and she'll shoot a couple free throws. 2:25 left to play third quarter. Wishman set to shoot a couple. Shot that almost hit the rafters is no good. She'll shoot a second one. Second shot no good, but a commanding rebound there by Barlow. And Barlow's shot was no good, and on the rebound, the refs tagged Wishman with an over-the-back call. Wishman second foul. Now Tiger ball with 2:10 left to play, third quarter. Smith has it on the right wing. Is knocked out of bounds by Wishman. 2:08 now, third quarter action. Tigers have the ball and a one-point lead. Elsie on the right wing now, top the key. Almost poked away there by Blanky. Smith picks it up. Now it is poked away by Blanky, and she comes out at the steal. And then she's fouled by Katie Smith. Under 2 minutes to play. Tigers have the one-point lead, but the Hawks retain possession of the ball. Wishman working to the left side now. Tries to get it up to Barlow and does. Now out to Wishman back inside. She misses the two-footer wide open. She couldn't drop the shot, and Sydney Slavin got the rebound for Rashier. She was fouled by Mary Immaculate, Jessica Barlow. Her second, team's fourth. 1:38 left to play now. Third quarter, Tigers have the ball. Right wing for McKim. Can't decide what to do with it. Throws it away and now gets it back herself. Now she makes another bad pass and it's on the ground. Picked up by Slavin. And Mary McIntyre gets her hands on it as well. It's going to be a jump ball turnover for the Tigers. .127 left to play. Tigers with only a one-point lead. Wishman brings it up for the Hawks. Passes off to Haxton. And Haxton loses it. It's picked up by Shandy March. Marge makes a bad pass, and it's going to be recovered by Wishman. Wishman wide open all the way to the basket. She takes it. She shoots and scores. 17-16. Hawks have the lead. Now under a minute to play, third quarter.
Elsie has it, and she's in no hurry.
Straight into Slavin. Slavin working hard. Now passes off to Marge. Marge thinks about the shot. Now passes off and stolen by Wishman. And if she hadn't stepped on the line, it would have been another 2 points. But she did. And it's a turnover to the Tigers. Slavin inbound. She gets it into Elsie. Elsie working right side, now over to Rogers. Rogers picks up the dribble, passes off to McKim. McKim shot no good, rebounded by... Rogers tried to claim the rebound, but it went out of bounds off of her, and now 30 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It's Hawk ball, and they have a lead. Clark's dribbling, and it looks like she's dribbling with a limp, or maybe that's just her style of running. Anyway, she hands off to... Blaz, and Blaz turns it over to the Tigers. They have it with 15 seconds to play. Elsie comes down, fires away, no good, rebounded by Slavin. Slavin can't decide what to do, now puts it up, shot no good, rebounded by Merrick. Merrick with 3-2-1, it's picked off by Wheeler. Wheeler's going to try to take it coast to coast, and she ran out of time before she got there. It'll be a 17-16 1 point deficit for the Tigers heading into the fourth quarter. We'll see what they can do here in a few minutes. It's Elsie Ball now. She passes off to Macy Rogers. Rogers cuts underneath. Good pass to her sister, and her sister scores! Tigers take the lead here. First play of the fourth quarter. 18-17 now. 5:45 left to play. Fourth quarter action. Left wing for Chloe Wishman. She's left wide open, and from 15 feet she can't hit. Rebounded by Macy Rogers. Rogers up the left side of the court, and she travels as she tried to pass off to, I believe, her sister, and her sister wasn't looking. And she dragged the foot, turned it over, and now Wishman has it for the Hawks. Wishman has it top the key, working right, now back left. Hands off to Clark. Clark straight into Benevento, and she turns it over. McKim, now back to Clark. Now inside to Benevento. She gets it off to Wishman. Wishman's fouled by Stephanie Elsie. And that'll be an on-the-floor foul. It'll be Mary Immaculate Ball out from underneath their own basket. Now Bashir calls a timeout with 5:13 left to play, fourth quarter. Tigers lead it by 1 point, 18-17. Mary Immaculate Ball out from underneath their own basket. Tigers trying to play some tough defense. Mary Immaculate travels. Clark shuffles the feet. It's going to be Tiger ball now. Perhaps they'll try some clock burn and run off the last 5 minutes. That's very improbable, as we have trouble hanging on to the ball. We'll see here. Elsie left wing now to Rogers. Rogers puts on the floor. Can't decide what to do with him. Now back out to Elsie, who fires an odd-looking shot from a terrible long distance, and she misses it. And the rebound is collected by Blaz and Rogers. Possession arrow says it goes to Mary Immaculate. Puck ball with 4:54 left to play, fourth quarter. As Clark comes out and Merrick comes into the game. Wishman fires a deep three, misses it, and it's collected by Rogers, who is fouled. They're going to say Rogers fell down on her own, I guess, and she fell out of bounds. It'll stay with Mary Immaculate. They get the ball into the right corner, or excuse me, left corner to Wishman. Wishman hands off to Merrick and almost loses it on the over and back. Now to Blaz. Blaz inside to Bubba. Her shot is good off the glass. 19-18. Tigers trail by one with 4:20 left to play, fourth quarter. Tigers lead it Tigers have it. McKim gets it off to Elsie. Elsie now under the baseline for Shelby Rogers, and she'll be fouled. And I believe it'll be two shots for Rogers, and we'll see what she can do with them. So far, I believe she's 50%, 2 for 4. Make that 3 for 5 as her first shot goes down. Now she has a chance to take the lead for the Tigers. 19-19, all squared up at 19 with 4:12 left to play. And she misses the second shot. Tigers get the rebound. Force up another one. It's no good. Now rebound by Whitman. Wishman all the way and pulls it back out. Almost falls down. Recovers by using her left hand. And they call a timeout with exactly 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. And the score is all knotted up at 19. We'll see what happens in the last 4 minutes of play here at Tiger Arena. Both teams are taking the court. And we're ready for the last 4 minutes to play. Mary Macklett has the ball. They get it into Wishman. Wishman on the right side all the way to the corner. Now back out to Merrick. Merrick now to the top of the key for Barlow. Barlow back to Wishman. Wishman for three. Deep off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Barlow. Back to Wishman. Dribbles into the lane. Fires. And good. 21-19 now. They lead it with 3:33 left to play, fourth quarter. Tigers have the ball now. Macy Rogers goes into the lane. Her shot is no good, but she was fouled. We'll see if she can hit some free throws. Foul was on Jessica Barlow, her fourth of the game, team sixth. Now, any more fouls? And it's Macy Rogers. Rogers banks it in. Any more fouls by the Hawks, and it'll be Tiger shooting 1-1. 20-21 is your score. Tigers down by one. Rogers' second shot is good off the bank as well. So the game is all tied up again. Now 3:20 to play. And Wishman has the ball for Mary Macklett. She passes off to Blanky. Blanky out to Blaise. Blaise now back to Wishman. Her shot dribbles in. Now we'll see if the Tigers can answer. Down 23-21 with 3 minutes to play. They get the ball right wing to McKim. McKim looking inside. Now back out to Elzie. And Elzie makes a bad pass. It's kicked out of bounds by Blaise. It'll be Tiger ball with under 3 minutes to play. Morgan Taylor inbounds to Stephanie Elzie. Elzie makes another bad pass, and it's picked off this time by Wishman. Wishman, coast to coast, she misses the shot, almost hit it, and was fouled by Elzie. She'll shoot 2 free throws. Tigers find themselves down 2 with 2:48 left to play, and Wishman is shooting 3 throws. Shot by Wishman. The first one is good. Second one on its way. It's in and out, and the rebound is collected by Macy Rogers. Rogers with 2:45 left to play. Tigers down by 3. Takes it all the way inside, and she travels with the ball. Turnovers have been killer for the Tigers this evening. 2:40 left to play, fourth quarter. Tigers down 3 and find themselves without the ball. Wishman, top the key, and she's just going to try to dribble out time. Tigers are going to have to play some good defense here. Ball passed into Haxton. Haxton now back out to Wishman. Wishman thinks about it, now passes off to Haxton, now back to Wishman. Wishman, top the key, just inside the arc, fires another shot. This one no good, rebounded by Clark. Clark, left wing now, passes off to Wishman, who gets it off to Paxton, who misses the shot, and rebound collected by Shelby Rogers, now to Elzie. Elzie with 2 minutes to play. Tigers down by 3, and the shot is blocked. Blocked by Wishman. Shot attempt by Morgan Taylor. And it's out of bounds off of Wishman. It'll be Tiger ball. 1:54 left to play. Tigers down three. Picked up now by Taylor. Taylor almost makes a bad pass. Now does. It's picked up by Wishman. Wishman coast to coast. Shot no good. Rebounded by Rogers. Macy Rogers. Strong rebound. She's going to bring it up the right side. Dribbles inside. Now passes off to McKim. McKim now to Elsie. And she can't get the pass off. And it rolls out away from her. She scoots to pick it up. Throws it right to the defense. And Mary McIlroy has it. Blanky has it on the left side. She fires up a quick shot. No good. 1:18 left to play fourth quarter. Rogers has it. She's on the right side. Now left side to Elsie. Elsie with 1:10. Fires right side to McKim. McKim on the right elbow, and she travels. I bet that is 28 travels for the Tigers this evening. They cannot shuffle their feet. One oh five now. Tigers call a timeout. Only a minute and 5 seconds here in the fourth quarter. Tigers down three. It's going to be tough now for the Tigers. They're still only a score away, but they haven't shot the ball particularly well this evening. We'll see if they can hit necessary three to tie the game. Ball inbounded to Wishman. Wishman. Right side with now a minute under to go. Wishman working down to the right corner. Now stolen by Rogers. Shelby Rogers with the steal. Passes off to Katie Smith. Now to Macy Rogers with 50 seconds. Macy Rogers takes it in now to Stephanie Elsie. Elsie shot's good. It's good. 23-24. 42 seconds left to play. Fourth quarter. Wishman brings it up the court. She has it top of the key. Now trying to dribble at the clock. 30 seconds. Top the key now to Merrick. Merrick inside fires up a shot. Oh, she hit it. Merrick hits it. 20 seconds to play. Tigers down three again. 23-26. Katie Smith dribbles down to the right corner. Now finds herself in a bad situation. Makes a bad pass. Stolen by Wishman. Wishman the length of the corner. Shot is good. 28-23. Tigers are going to lose it. As Rogers heaves the desperation three. The shot no good. Tigers go home losers this evening. 26-23. The Hawks came in and beat us up. I'm Tyler Kellen, and we'll see you next week with some more junior high basketball.